Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:49 here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Hockey, Wichita Thunder 5, Fort Wayne 2. Series tied at one win each.
Two.
Developer pulls the plug on Keystone XL pipeline after President Biden pulled the plug on the building permit.
One.
President Biden is in England planning meetings with European leaders. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, we've got a notice from the Kansas Department of Transportation that we've got a change to some road construction projects out there. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, southbound I-135 exit to southbound I-235 is going to be closed. And that they say, again, that's from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. today, southbound I-135 to southbound I-235. They do say that that could reopen before 3. 3 is just the latest. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 91 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Friday, mostly sunny with a 20% chance for rain in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, again, 91 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 73 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. Steve and Ted here. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. Labor Department reported today that jobless claims fell by 9,000 to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. And American consumers absorbed another surge in prices in May, a 6/10% increase over the past month and 5% over the past year, the biggest 12-month inflation spike since 2008. The May rise in consumer prices reflected a range of goods and services, now in growing demand as people increasingly shop, travel, dine out, and attend entertainment events in a rapidly reopening economy. Inflation, Ted, 5% a year.
Oh, great.
I can remember what it was, about 11 or 12%, but that's all right. It's 8:52 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. An update now on the President's Plane with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen, Ted. Yeah, Boeing's delivery of the new Air Force One could be up to a year late. The delay is blamed on a dispute between Boeing supplier GDC Technics, Boeing and the supplier GDC Technics, which had contracted to do interior work on the airplanes. After GDC delayed, Boeing fired the company and filed a lawsuit against it. GDC countersued, then filed for bankruptcy. The Orpheum Theater looking for a new leader. Diana Gordon, no longer president and chief development officer. The decision to make the change made during a May 28th board meeting. And a Wichita nurse practitioner is expanding her concierge aesthetics business. Jill Crotty says she wants to become an advocate for more integrative women's health care. Her Glow 365 will open in July in a small space she's leasing at the Finn Lofts. That's within the Commerce Arts District near Intrust Bank Arena. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is, of course, National Ballpoint Pen Day.
Oh, wow.
We celebrate the utensil there, recognizing the useful writing utensil commemorates the anniversary of the patent filing on June 10th, 1943. Ted, is that a ballpoint, would you say? It's a T-U-L, whatever that is. Is that a, what do they call it? That's not a ballpoint, is it? That's, what do they call that point? Editor,
isn't it?
Maybe it is. I remember growing up, my mom had a fountain pen. It was a
grandparents had fountain.
One a tortoise pen. Shell, brown, right? And you'd have this ink,
which I thought were just incredibly insane.
Yes, a bottle of ink, and you would take it. There was a lever in it, and you put the nose down, and then you kind of had a little pump in it, and you'd do that, and then she would write these letters to my grandmothers and different people. Hmm. So when I got to school, I got my own ballpoint pen.
And the ballpoint pen's a pretty good invention.
Yeah. And you got a favorite ballpoint pen there? Do you want to mention there, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you, I always counted on the old dependable Bic.
The Bic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, you just get them in those packs of 20 or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty dependable.
Yes.
When I was in grade school, I loved the four-colored ballpoint.
That one with
right.
Where you could do the
any
red, blue, black, green.
Those were,
that was sweet, baby.
No kid. Four different colors. How about that? And you could express yourself.
Only
that
the
way.
Fancy kids had them.
I worked
in my school.
When I was at using a red pen, I was recalling when I worked at KFH years ago, I would, as I was the news director, and I would post a memo on the little easel there we had in the newsroom. And we had one of our gentlemen who worked for us who was, I think he was contemptuous of me, would take his red pen and make grammatical corrects all over corrections all over my memos.
Nice.
For me. Yeah, I was theoretically his boss, but that was his way of getting to me. The red pen.
There you go.
That tells you. Iced tea day, of course, unsweetened with lemon, the only way to drink it, right? Right, Bill?
I thought you were talking about the wrapper.
No.
Yeah, I'm watching Law and Order tonight.
Oh, you just wait. We're going to have DaBaby Day one of these days. 8:55, guys. 8:55, Stephen Ted. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program today. Bill O'Reilly, News of the Day with Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning. Our news with President Biden on his first overseas trip as president. We'll talk about that. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Rush Limbaugh Show. News updates all day. Stephen Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Going to be a hot one this afternoon, 91 degrees. Right now, 73.
Stephen Ted Mornings.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.